expand on this, Brand, if you could. Just give me a little bit more. Okay? Just a little bit more. There we go. And you know, so when you get into a community, it's easy to kind of get, you know, kind of, I don't know what, I guess you would say, you know, focus just in that community. And we don't always see the world. There is a world out here where people know nothing of the gospel of Christ. In America, you probably could stumble accidentally in some churches, in many communities, and hear the gospel. That cannot be said of other communities in other places of the world. And I'm thankful for missionaries who go there. Thank you, Brother Avendanos, for your service and your sacrifice. And we're glad you're here tonight. We want you to come right now and share your burden for Guatemala. Tell us about it. I know you have a video, and introduce your family. God bless you. Thank you for coming.
Appreciate it. Well, good evening to you. Again, my name is Giovanni Avendano. My family is with me tonight. And so my I will ask to stand them. So it's my wife, Barbara. The older one is Elias. Gracie, and the little one is Cindy Elizabeth, and we come from Guatemala. Thank you. You be seated. Also, I'm a cousin of Brother Otto. His dad and mine are our brothers. Actually, we kind of buried his dad like two or 3 years ago. My dad, thank the Lord, is alive. And I remember, this is kind of personal, but I remember preaching at my uncle's funeral, having my dad not saved right at my hand side, and I crying, asked my dad to repent. He was not saved then, 3 years ago. And praise the Lord, actually 2 years and something, he has been saved. And now you will see him in a video. But just as Pastor was saying, thank you, Pastor, for allowing me to come into the church and just share with you some of our work in Guatemala. I grew up in Guatemala when I was a child, and when I began to have a sense of direction, I used to ask myself, what am I here for? You know, and I would look my parents' home, and I didn't see much of a direction going there. My wife, my dad most of the time was unfaithful to my mom, and just drinking, and just we were kind of, as kids, we were kind of pushed at the side. And I saw that almost everywhere. And I used to ask myself, you know, is there something else? And I had that question in my mind. In 1989, I had the opportunity to travel to the United States. And actually, Brother Otto was the one that helped me to travel to the U.S. And just talking about Brother Otto, we have kind of, I would say this in a sound way, we are kind of a special relationship. He taught me mathematics when I just was like 6, 7 years old. He was good in math, and he kind of taught me how to do math. And since then, I was not too bad about it too. And now I'm teaching my kids. He took me to the soccer stadium in Guatemala for the first time. He was the one that took me to there. He was the one, first one that bought me a football. But later on, and also he helped me to come to the United States. But later on, I had the opportunity, a blessed opportunity, to bring him to the Lord. So he's my son in the Lord. We thank the Lord for his salvation, and he has been faithful since he was saved. We praise the Lord for that relationship that we have had for years. But anyway, I came to the States in 1990. In 1989, actually, in 1990, I was saved in a Baptist church in the area of Burlingame, California. And later on, as I kind of learned more about the Bible, I knew that was what I needed to know. You know, about life, about marriage. And I was 20 years old then. And just later on, I began to go to a Bible Institute to be trained there also. And as I went to Bible Institute also, I began to go to ESL language school to learn some English. And later on also, I went to school for GED classes, which is kind of equivalent for high school here in the States. And to make it short, in 1987, I had the opportunity to go to Puerto Rico Bible College, which is in Puerto Rico, and I spent there 3 years and graduated in the year of 2000. At the end of 2000, my wife and I got married, and as you were able to see, we had 3 kids now. And in 2003, the Lord opened a door for us to go back to Guatemala and just take the word of God there. When we arrived to Guatemala and we told them we were Baptist, believe me, people were saying, you know, we never heard such a name. Who are they? You know, they were kind of, even the community people were talking within themselves, you know, be careful with them. They might be a sect or something. We never heard the name Baptist. I mean, you are you surprised about it? It's not too far, you know. Guatemala is not that far. You can go even walking. Not that close, but but it's not that far. But it's amazing, you know. And that's again our burden. We began our ministry. You'll be able to see a video soon in that particular place. And praise the Lord. The Lord has sent some people. We have started another mission in other places, and. There are so many places that you go to Guatemala and you don't see a Baptist church. A lot of ecumenical, a lot of Pentecostal churches, you know, but close but not biblical, not Bible churches. So in that word I would say. So it's for me it's a real blessing to be able to go and teach them, you know, the truth and teach them the Bible, sound doctrine. And it's special to go and just preach the truth to them. So we had been there again since 2003 until this point. We just came to the States for 5 weeks to visit some of our churches. And Brother Aro asked me, you know, you should talk to Pastor. I want you to come to our church. So that's why I got in touch with Pastor Stone Street. And again, thank you for allowing us to come this afternoon. And we will watch the video, and after watching the video, if you have any questions, please feel free to ask any questions, and if there is any more time, I will share at least a verse of the Word of God. So why don't we watch the video, and then if you have any questions, please feel free to ask, okay? Thank you.
25 de agosto del 2012. Cindy Elizabeth está cumpliendo todos
un año.
Feliz cumpleaños a ti. Feliz cumpleaños a ti. Feliz cumpleaños, Cindy Elizabeth. Feliz cumpleaños a ti. Y que cumplas muchos años. Y que seas feliz. Amén.
You saw also one of the last part that says going to other countries. I serve also with a mission agency which is called IPM, which stands for International Partnership Ministries, and they have missionaries all over, and we have missionaries in Mexico, Central America, and South America, also at the Caribbean, and I've been working also as a regional director or what they call Latin America. So I traveled to, for example, in January I went to Peru, Iquitos, Peru, and to visit pastors that they work along the Amazon River, and they work with different tribes, and they take the gospel to those people. It's real special just to see being taken the gospel to even to the Indians, you know, in other places. It's why I have traveled to Mexico just as I arrived there. And in June, I'll be traveling to Paraguay, and also traveling to different areas and to South America. In this area, we mostly work with missionaries that, again, are with IPM, but we train them, we give them different classes that they need. We also are watchful for sound doctrine, to be careful, you know, they are doing the right job. They're careful not just to take the money and leave out of it, but make sure that they do the job. And also, you know, we try also to do our best to serve the Lord. So I don't know if, as you saw the video, or if you have any questions about what you saw, or if you didn't see, maybe, I don't know. Are there any questions? Yes, sister. Yeah, there is Catholic too. Yeah, Guatemala though, but there are a lot of ecumenical people. They say that even Guatemalans are close to 30% Guatemalan people, they call them Christians, but there is a lot of Catholicism, ecumenical. Also, there are Catholicism, but there are a lot of them. But sometimes the problem is that many other religions, they look like Christians, but they're not. And sometimes that, you know, that's just kind of shot over. And for example, when we go on visitation, if I ask them, are you a Christian? Most of the time they will say yes. So most of the time I will ask them, why are you a Christian? You will die today, will you be sure, you know, will you go to heaven? Most of the time they will not know. They will tell you, well, I'm trying, I'm persevering. If I die in the faith, I will go to heaven. But you know, most of the people do not know salvation by grace, you know, and especially about what the Bible says. So pray for us, you know, it's a great need and a very wide need. It's why also we have Bible Institute, and it's a blessing for us to take. Right now we are including, because my wife and also I'm part of the, basically I'm kind of watching over, but we have 16 students in our Bible Institute. We have our 5 couples. That's good for us. Couples are being trained together, because that's a big chance that if the Lord will call both of them, they also, you know, will go somewhere. And just it's a blessing for us to be able to train them and have other people, not just us anymore, but some people that they already know what you and I know, and that's a blessing. Yeah. Yes, brother. We have not had that, to be honest with you. We have very much the freedom to go on and preach the gospel. Yeah. So we should take advantage of. Yeah. Are there any questions? No? Well, if you allow me, I will share with you for a few minutes something about the Word of God. And the question is, right, why do we preach the gospel? Why are we Christians? Why do I believe what I believe in? If you open your Bibles, please, to Psalms. I don't know what I did here, but I will go from here. If you open your Bibles, please, in Psalms chapter 119. And the question comes, why am I a Christian? Why am I a Bible-believing Christian? See, there are a few things that we need to know about our faith, about of what we know. And if you open your Bibles, please, again, Psalms 119, in verse 89 and 90. There. The Bible says here, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth and abided." See, why do we live in Bible Christianity? Why? Because Bible Christianity is established in a divine book. You know, our faith does not depend on a dream. Our faith does not depend on any man's doctrine. We our doctrine is based on the Word of God, and this is our authority. That's why we go and we preach and we teach and we share the gospel, and we believe even when people say, you know, right now we are opening another mission in San Raymond. Maybe you saw the title there, San Raymond. And people are saying again the same thing, you know, be careful with them, they are a cult. I never heard about such a name. But you know, I'm sure when I hear that, I say, you know, yeah, they said that because the devil is against it. But we know what we're taking. We know that we have the Word of God. And I have that conviction. And I know that they need it. They might say something else, but I know that they need what I have. And I need it too. And I thank God that that I know. And this verse is special for me, because if you read it again, it says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." But also in 90, it says, "Thy faithfulness is into all generations." See, God also not only gave his word, but he has preserved the Word of God for your generation, for my own generation. And you know what? I believe that the Word of God that we have is the Word of God. It's a translation, but it's a faithful Word of God. It's just a blessing to know. You know, as I was telling you, for me, and I always remember, and I very constantly thank the Lord for the salvation, for the truth that I already know. When I was saved, one of the things that I asked God says, "Lord, before I got married, I need you to teach me a few things." Because, you know, I didn't know anything about it. And what I knew about marriage was wrong. I needed to learn about the Word of God. And I praise God for that. And you know, very constantly, a lot of young people are getting in touch with our church. And they are coming. And you know what? They come and say, you know, we hear that you teach the Word to couples. We need to learn that. We need it. And praise the Lord for that. You know, when you you base your belief in what the Bible says, you can be sure. You know, I'm basing my own life and my eternity on, I'm teaching my kids, and we believe that the Word of God is truth. If you read also in Psalms 100, in Psalms 19, in verse 7, the Bible says there, the law of the Lord is what? It's perfect. The Word of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Notice what it says. I believe that. Do you believe that? The word of the Lord is perfect. Does not have an error. It's the truth. And that's what Jesus said. I am the way, the life, and the truth. Also, if you know, and I'm sure you already know what it says in John chapter 17, in verse 17 also. Let's go to that passage, please. In John chapter 17, in verse 18, it says, sanctify them through the truth, through thy truth. Thy word is truth. You know, I have heard that many times. When you go and you teach it, and people sometimes respond, you know what? It's first time that I hear this. But I know why, but I think that what you're saying is truth. Because the Holy Spirit gives testimony to it. I mean, that's a conviction that I have. You just don't give the word, but you give it also knowing and also with the conviction that the Holy Spirit will use his truth to touch the hearts of people, bring them to conviction, and bring them to salvation. See, the word of God is perfect. The word of God is truth. The word of God, it's eternal, as we already saw. It's inspired by God. If you read also in Hebrews, what does it say, Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12? Because the word of God. See, the word of God is what it is. It is the word of God. It's not the word of man. And when I stand on the pulpit and when I go and teach the people, I just give them the word. And wherever you go, there are people needed with the word of God. And you know what? It's why we need in Bible Christianity, because we have a divine book. But also, we believe in Bible Christianity because we have a divine Savior. We have a divine Savior. If you read with me, please, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 11. The Bible says there, for other foundation can a man lay than that that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. See, there is no other foundation. The foundation for living is Jesus Christ. I like what the title that you have right at the entrance. It says, life starts at Calvary. And that's simple and that's true. You know, when you tell people that they can be saved through Jesus Christ, he is perfect, right? He is the Son of God. He is eternal. He is the, as we say, he is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the only one that saves sinners. He is the only one. And in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, verses that you already know, Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, the Bible says also there, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The only one that saved the men's souls is Jesus Christ. And that makes Christianity unique. Unique. And that makes Christianity also so urgent. Urgent. Now that we went to the Amazon's River, the pastor there, he said, you know what? Last week I saw my stop tank, the gas tank, because I didn't have money, but I needed to go and preach the gospel to a tribe, and I needed money to go there. And he was willing even to sell some of his home things to be able to go. Because he said, you know what, I know that they need the truth. And believe me, there are people that make big sacrifices. When we went to the Amazon River, I went with other two men out of the mission, Brother Barfield and Brother Tom Wolf. And we went to a room. And the pastor said, you know, this is a place that you will stay in tonight. And they had a room, just a plain room. Not bed, not chairs, just a wooden room. And we slept there. Mosquitoes were making noise all night. And it was hard. It was not easy night. But you know what? That's the way they live. they are there. So when you go tonight and you have a nice bed, maybe you paid, I don't know how many hundreds of dollars for that beautiful bed that you have, don't just take it for granted. Thank the Lord for it. And just don't allow your riches and your just being comfortable, forget about other needs too. There are so many people, you know, that need so much. And we also have something to give. I mean, you know, I came to the States and praise the Lord, I was safe here. Even some churches here offered me to stay there and just be pastor here. But the Lord burned my heart to go back to my country and other places to share the gospel. And seeing the people there, I mean, you saw some of the faces now, you know. And many times, and very often, I think it was worth it. I don't have what you that I maybe will have here, but I don't care. I'm very happy, and I thank the Lord for allowing me to take the word of God to them. You know, I give them the truth. It's a real blessing for us to go and tell them about the Savior, Jesus Christ. And just to finish tonight, you know what? Bible Christianity has a divine book. Bible Christianity has a divine Savior. And also Bible Christianity has a blessed hope. A blessed hope. Titus chapter 2 and verse 13. Just to finish up. Titus chapter 2 and verse 13. The Bible says there, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God, our Savior, Jesus Christ. See what it says here? Looking for the blessed hope. Do you have that hope? Do you have that blessed hope? See also it says in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 20. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 20. 21. For our conversation is in heaven, from where also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he says he is able even and to subdue all things into himself. But notice what it says, for our conversation. In Spanish, that this word, it says, because our citizenship is in heaven. I mean, when you know God, you know that you're just passing through here, right? We're just passing through. Our glorious hope is not from here. We have it in heaven. We know that because, why? Because this book tells us. But there is a lot of people that do not know. So I will ask you to pray for us, please. That the Lord will use us, will use me and my family and I for our protection too. There are a lot of crime there. Thank the Lord, until now we have been saved and just traveling. Just some time ago, a car was stolen for us. But other than that, we've been doing okay, and the Lord has protected us. But pray for us, and in the future, the Lord leads you to be part of our ministry, be a blessing. But thank you, Pastor, and thank you, Church, for taking your time to receive us tonight, and it's a privilege for us to go and be part of and be part in the service of the Lord. And I just pray that the Lord will give me still energy, you know, and ability just to go and at least do something for the Lord. Are you doing something for the Lord? Are you? That's a question that I will leave with you tonight. May the Lord bless you, Pastor.
Stand together with a word of prayer, and if God speaks to your heart, maybe some of you tonight, God's spoken to you about something, we'd like to open the altar for you to give you an opportunity, some way to draw you closer to the Lord. As God deals with your heart tonight, I trust that you'll do what he says. Heavenly Father, we pray now, Lord, as we bow our heads before you, Lord, as we begin this invitation, we pray, Lord, that you would just speak to us as our God, and we will respond as you would tell us, Lord. We pray that if there's something in our life we need to take care of, that we would. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. As the music plays and our heads are bowed, if God speaks to you, give you an opportunity right now.